I'd like to tell somebody this afternoon, change your life if you don't like it. Let me tell your neighbor, change your life if you don't like it. Turn to another fellow, say, change your life if you don't like it. And then, now, tell yourself, whatever I don't like in my life, I will take responsibility for it. I will change it. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Mark chapter 10. And let's look at the word of God from verse 46. From verse 46. Then what? If you're there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. I would like you to open your own Bible. Don't just rely on the screen. Okay, thank you. Somebody just open. That's good. Not too late. We've not take off. Okay. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And he called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Again, change your life if you don't like it. That's the title of my message. Change your life if you don't like it. If you don't like something, change it. You have the responsibility to change it. Success does not happen accidentally. It is envisioned. It is worked. That's why oftentimes, those who win jackpots, eventually they lose it. Why? It is something they did not prepare for. It happens suddenly, so they lose it suddenly. I'm speaking from my spirit to your spirit today. If you look at anything in your life and there is anything you don't like, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude about that thing. Then eventually, you'll be able to change it. Probably you find yourself in a family, everybody is struggling. You look at yourself, there is nothing you can do. Then you can decide to change your attitude about certain things. Probably it is certain attitude that kept everybody poor.
that kept everybody struggling, then you can tell yourself, I've identified what the problem is. I will have a better attitude. Then you're on your way to change that you desire. And let me also tell you this, that tiny changes makes the big changes. Tiny changes make the big changes. I read a book some time ago. It is titled Atomic Habits. And that title is clear from the understanding of atoms. Small. Is it molecules or particles? We call it then. Molecules, Abby. Molecules or particles. Whichever one now. Praise God. Tiny changes, they are big deal to the big changes. Again, I chorus to your heart and to your spirit, man. Change your life if you don't like it. I'll be speaking to Ross from the life of Bartimaeus. He did not like his life. How did we know? His action. The day he had, it was Jesus. That day, he did not miss the opportunity to stop Jesus. You know, many of us, we are too gentle for the greatness we desire. We are too gentle. Even when you see what you need going like this, I will pray to God, it will come back. Listen, it doesn't happen like that. Bartimaeus, that day, he didn't miss it. A blind man stopped Jesus. A blind man. He stopped Jesus. Let's see secrets. How do you change your life? Let's look at what and things Bartimaeus did to change his life. Remember, he was the only one. No one with him. No family member. No father, no mother. He was left to his destiny. So if you're under the sound of my voice and you find yourself alone, then that is not enough reason for failure. No. It's not enough reason. Follow these principles. Number one, be sensitive. Be sensitive to opportunities around you. Scripture says, when Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus passing, he heard. Then he took that opportunity. Now, think about it. How did a blind man manage to do that? Well, that will take me to point number two. By taking advantage of what you have. Take advantage of what you have. So let me use that number two to explain number one. With what you have, be sensitive. Listen, I've always said this. Everybody have something. Everybody. I was telling our brethren in the morning during our discipleship gathering that in the days that I had nothing, I've always have camera in my hand. Camera.
I've always had camera in my hand. Even when I have nothing. You have something. And my prayer today is that may your inner eyes be open. Say, Lord, amen. Listen, Bartimaeus may be blind outside. There is something inside of him that is crying for manifestation. And that is the reason he will not be satisfied with that name beggar, with that situation. At times, when you are satisfied where you ought not to, then you end your own greatness. You peg your greatness at that level of your satisfaction. Did you get that? Man's greatness is pegged at the level of his satisfaction. Once you say, it's okay, that's all right. You said it's okay. That's what I look at people. It seems many people do not understand what it means to live a life of impact. All many are just living for is, let me just build a house. Let me just have a car I push around. Let me just send my children to school. I am okay. Oh God, you are not okay. That's not a life of impact. It's more than that. Thank God for raising your own children. Thank God for building a house. You can do much more. You can impact your generation much more. After sending your own children to school, you can look for other people's children and you can raise them. Can I challenge you? Do you desire such a level of blessing? Whereby you can be a blessing to many others. Not just to your own immediate family. You are a light. You are a peculiar people. You are an holy nation. You are blessed to be a blessing. Somebody say amen. That's the will of God for you. Don't be satisfied with small things. Now, at the end of the creation, after 6 days, the Bible says on the seventh day, God rested, right? But Jesus came and he told us, I think John 9, he said, my Father walketh, I'm also walking. But I think the Bible says on the seventh day, God rested. Listen, up till now, God is still walking. In other words, God is not satisfied. He keeps walking. You cannot be satisfied with small things. You cannot. You should not. Don't peg your greatness. Push more. Desire more. Am I challenging somebody here today? Advance. Let me tell your neighbor, advance. Turn to another neighbor. Say advance. Can I tell somebody that it is time to go forward? It is time for advancement. And there is something you have to advance your life. There is something you have. God will always work with what you have to increase you. God will always need what he has given you to increase you. God does not operate in vacuum. It is always with something.
that is in a man's hand. So check it. What do you have? Bartimaeus was blind, but he was not deaf. So he was able to be sensitive. What's going on here? What's going on? And they told him, Jesus is passing. Only God knows how long he has been hearing about Jesus. And he has told himself, one day, if I meet with him, I won't let him go. Woman with the issue of blood, she have eyes, she has leg to move to Jesus. Bartimaeus has more limitation. The woman also had limitation. She is smelly. Then she must have thought, what will people be thinking of me? You know, that's one problem why many of us, we have remained at the same spot. What people will be thinking. We are so people-focused to the extent that we lose focus of our own destiny. My friend, if you want to help yourself, face your own destiny. It's your own journey. Forget about what anybody is thinking. Are you listening to me? Leave anybody thinking with their own head. With their own head, they are thinking. The moment you are thinking what somebody else is thinking, then you are bringing yourself low to their level. Remember the moment the spies begin to think what their enemy were thinking. What happened? They became like grasshoppers. Are you getting wisdom here today? Focus on your own destiny. Be sensitive to opportunity around you. Using what you have. That little thing, that tiny thing. Use it. That's your strength. That's your advantage. That's what you have. You may not have everything, but that is what you have. And listen, only what you have, you can assess where you are going. Only with what you have, that's your key to where you are going. That's your key. Don't waste time praying for what you don't have. To have what you don't have, use what you have. Do I need to repeat that? To have what you don't have, use what you have. Because that's what you have. With what you have, you don't have to pray. So use what you have positively to get what you don't have. Stop envying those who have what you need. Rather, appreciate what you have. You may not have hands that they have, but you have ear to hear. You may not have certain advantage, but there is something you have you can use to advance your life. Don't look down on it. Don't sit down and start regretting your life. And start regretting the day you were born. And start regretting everything about your life. Point number 3. What is the next thing this man did to help his own life? He cried for help. He cried for help. Look at verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He began to cry. He wasn't pretending. Can I say this? Don't pretend to be fine when you are in the fire. Afitina yoba ju edada. Amen. Don't pretend. Cry for God's mercy. Shut your door. Cry to God for divine intervention. And this morning I was sharing with our brethren online for at the Voice of Direction, our early morning meeting. In the past few days, we've been looking at different kinds of prayer. And this morning we are looking at praying with vows. Now, when you can pray with vows, then in a way, you get God's attention. Because you are telling God, God, I want to partner with you. I want to partner with you. Give me this, I will do it, I will give it back to you. And if God can see in your heart that you are genuine, listen, those kind of prayer can get God to your side. If you read from Message Translation, the prayer of Hannah, he said, God, stop neglecting me. Stop neglecting me. And from that day, as she made a vow, give me this man child, I will give him completely, says Message Translation. Completely, I will give him back to you. God said, really? Really? Then you have it. Now, when you pray with vow, another thing that happened at that instance is that you are meeting certain need of God. Yeah, God is also in need, like man is in need. Up to today, God is in need. God is still working on heart. And he's looking for men to do what he wants to do. He's looking for men to do with him and for him what he wants to do. He won't come down himself. Praise God. He won't come down. He's looking for vessels on earth. So if you are so sensitive to find out what is it that God is doing, God, do this for me and I will do this for you, God will step in. God will step in. So I'm telling you how to cry for the help of God. Cry for his mercy. That's all Bartimaeus could do. This is how to change whatever you don't like in your life. Listen, man cannot change it for you. Your uncle abroad cannot change it. You know why? He's only abroad. He's not from above. Only God from above can change your situation and give you what you need. Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. The man of the world may let you down, but Jesus never fail. Your uncle may let you down. Your friend may let you down. Anyone may let you down. No matter the promise, they can let you down. But Jesus never fail. Oh, Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. The man of the world may let you down, but Jesus never fail. You know what? I'm picturing. Who is it that is bringing Bartimaeus to that highway every day? And that is the best they can do for him. You remember Act 3? That man, layman, the Bible said they bring him there every day. That is the best they can do for him. That's the best. Listen, what you are seeking in the hand of men, the answer is not with them. It's with God. It's with God. So cry for his mercy.
Wabamigbe Aleph Releton Okukushu Oluwabamigbe Bi Oluran Lord. He is the helper of the helpless. Call on him. Call on him. Don't pretend you are fine in the fire. Don't manage it. You have managed it enough. It is time to change what you don't like in your life. And in crying for God's mercy, listen, there is a way God works. It can lead you to certain men. It can ask you to call certain people. It can give you a prompting to ask questions from certain people. Did you notice that by the time Jesus will stop for Bartimaeus, eventually, Jesus did not go to him. It was people that brought him to Jesus. There are certain things, one, that you cannot do for yourself, that one, only God can do for you. Then there are certain things that God will use people to do for you. Take note of this in seeking for help. So, never underrate the place of men in the miracle that you desire. Never. God used men for men. God used men to raise men. So therefore, ask those who can see what you cannot see. Bartimaeus cannot see Jesus. But the men who can see Jesus took him by hands to Jesus. And he did not struggle with them. I said, leave me. It is Jesus that should come. It is Jesus that should come. If he had waited for Jesus to come, he would have waited till eternity. And Jesus will be standing somewhere. We say, I'm waiting. I am waiting. Let them bring you to me. That's the one I have assigned for your destiny. Listen. Release your hand to the hand of your destiny helper. Let them take you to Jesus. Let them link you up to where you are going. Release yourself. Don't feel too big when you are not yet big. In fact, even after you have become big, to remain big, you have to remain small in your own eyes. Did you get that? Even after you have become big, to remain big, you have to remain small in your own eyes. You have to remain small. Let's go to the next point. What is it again that Bartimaeus did? While he was crying, shouting for Jesus, then discouragement came. People were shutting him down. Oh God, keep quiet. What is your problem? Even we that we have eyes to see, we are just following. He has not attended to us. We are just following him. How much more you? Keep quiet. But you know what? The more they try to shut him down, the more he cried louder. What is that? Courage. So don't be discouraged. To pursue what you see. You see, the only reason they could not shut him down is because there is something the blind can see that those who have eyes cannot see. Can I pray for you? May your inner eyes begin to open. I say, may your inner eyes be open. I say, may your inner eyes be open in the name of Jesus. You see, when you cannot see where you are going nowhere. Write it down. When you can't see where you are going, you go nowhere. There is the need for inner eyes. What is real vision? The eyes that can see
what is not yet real. You see, I see a global ministry. Now, thank God, in the month of September, you see, I've always loved and amazed. I'm so amazed, and I also bless God for the ministry of Pastor Kwechi Oyemade. And may God continue to bless that ministry. You know, for a very long time. Okay, let me put it this way. Every great testimony you see today have scars. Stories of scars to tell. Every star have stories of scars to tell. So, if you have been following him, you know he's a man who have seen many things, who have suffered many things. So, yesterday, so that ministry is going to clock 30. I think September 3, sometimes, I mean, September 3 to maybe 9 or something. They will be celebrating the 38th anniversary of that ministry. So, yesterday, he started a podcast. You know, he want to, for the next 30 days, share his own experience in ministry. And yesterday, he started with the point that on your way up, don't shed blood. On your way up, don't shed blood. Now, he could preach that today because God helped him and he was taught that on your way up, many things will happen. But don't fight your own battle. Let God fight for you. And don't shed blood. Don't shed blood. And the only reason why he could endure many things in the hand of wicked people, wicked brethren, and so on, even though he will not come out to say it publicly. Are you getting me? But if you have near some of these things, there is a way people will tell you stories partially because they are in the public. But if you have understanding, you will, somebody like me is talking about, because I've suffered a bit of it. A bit. Now, he could endure. And the only reason why he could endure is because, listen to this, is because from the beginning, he can see the glorious future. Are you getting me? He has the eyes. That's the understanding I want you to pick at up. I mean, in this point. From the story now. He have the eyes to see that no matter what today looks like, tomorrow is sure. I will keep going. Are you getting me? Though it might be rough today, but I will keep going. So in other words, if you will get to what God or where God has promised you, you need these inner eyes to take you there. The eyes that can see into the future. Are you with me today? The eyes that is not limited, not short-sighted. And then everything you are doing is just about today, today. The comfort of today. No, you need an eyes vision. An eyes that can envision tomorrow. An eyes that can see into the future. Because only with such an eyes, you can secure your future. With the eyes of future, you can secure your future. So that kind of eyes will give you courage. We give you courage. My point number four, media, is don't be discouraged to pursue what you see. That's my point there. Don't be discouraged to pursue what you see. What you see. What you see. Because until you see, you can't pursue. Then we cannot be talking of courage if you are not seeing something. Praise God. What you see. So don't be discouraged about it. Bartimaeus saw himself that today my eyes will be open. So despite all the shutdown, keep quiet. He was not going to stop. He kept shouting. Can you imagine how many people are shutting him down? And this one man, though blind, but you see, he can hear. Though blind, he can talk. Praise God. Amen. That's the same man. Somebody can look and say, hey, Omashio. He used to be a beggar before. But that day, he began to manifest things you have. He has. Can I tell you? The moment you are no longer satisfied with what you have and where you are, then the gift that you have, your potential will begin to manifest. Did you hear what I said? The moment you are no longer satisfied, then you will be stretched. Then in the course of the stretching, your strength stretching bring about your strength, your inner strength. Let's move forward. So courage now is faith invitation for divine intervention. Courage is faith invitation for divine intervention. So when Bartimaeus will not stop crying, so Jesus stopped. Wow. While he was crying initially, Jesus didn't stop. But when Jesus found out that this man will not stop crying my name, he won't stop shouting for my intervention. Indeed, he is no longer satisfied. He wants a change. So, Jesus saw his courage. So, Jesus stopped. So, courage is a faith invitation for divine intervention. So in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9, so God told Joshua, be strong, be courageous. Be strong, be courageous. Only then you will have the land. Be strong, be courageous. Three times. Verse 6, verse 7, verse 9. Joshua chapter 1. That's the word of God to Joshua. To possess the land, you have to be strong. You have to be courageous. Point number what now? Point number 5. It's time to throw away your garment. Throw away your garment. Immediately Jesus stopped and called for Bartimaeus. Then he threw away the beggarly stuffs. That's the way TPT put it. He threw away his beggarly cloths, the beggarly stuffs, the old ideas, things that have kept him down, things that have made him to be managing the situation. Listen, when you are managing Barton, that Barton will manage you. When you manage your situation, it will manage you. You manage that sickness, that diabetes, it will also manage you. But the moment you say, no, enough, you don't belong here, you are a stranger here, then the Bible says, what happened to the strangers? They shall be afraid and they be chased out of their close places. So you manage the situation, then the situation also find a place of comfort. Say, okay, it's managing me. I'm fine here. Again, I put it to you, change your story if you don't like it. Change your situation if you don't like it. Stop managing it. But in throw away the garment. Beloved, it is time to throw away every tradition and everything you've been holding on to that made you to be satisfied with the little. That made you to be satisfied with the level that satisfaction aspect you. God has much more for you. God has greater plan for you. And in securing what God has for you, you have to throw away something. For somebody to put on a new cloth, you have to throw away the old. Before Joseph can appear before King Pharaoh, he must change his garments. Change your garments. Throw it away. Throw it away. Throw that garment away. Number one, if you don't throw it away, it will hinder your movement to your new level that you desire. So therefore, throw it away. Let me close. I have two more points. So when Bartimaeus got to Jesus, funny enough, Jesus said, "What do you want?" What a question. Because Jesus will not assume. And thank God for Bartimaeus. He knew what he wanted. He just told Jesus away, straight away. "I want to see." So my next point says, know what you want. Know what you want. Know what you want. Know what you want. You know, some people today, they ask them. I remember when we are much more younger and they will ask you, "How much money do you want?" And some of us will be mentioning some crazy figure that does not exist. We'll say, you know, in those days, you know, we'll mention 1 million. And then you say, 1 million. You understand what I'm talking about? And then we just mention one childish figure. And then, if you see any serious businessman that want to help you, and you just display such childishness, the fellow will look at you and say, this one. The next question they will ask you is, how much have you managed before? That's the next question. How much have you been able to manage 100,000 before? If you have not managed 100,000 before, hello sir, then you are not qualified for 1 million. It is too much. You won't be able to sleep. By the time you are moving on the road, you'll be fidgeting like this. And somebody will ask you, "What happened?" And you will say, because there's no way you can manage. You've not managed such an amount before. In fact, there are some, you know, at times I look at people. What does it that make people to be in their car and they will raise the sound of their, what is it called now? Of the music. And then while they are going, people far away can hear. In the car. Does it mean that the fellow in the car is enjoying that music? I don't understand. Because this is where I'm coming from. Like somebody enter the house of one of our father in the Lord, and it was many years ago, and he saw Omar. This fellow came with a problem. He has a problem. So the sister of this fellow, no bishop. I said, "Okay, let's get to my pastor to pray for you." They got to office, they didn't meet him. He has closed for the day. So, because of relationship, they say, "Okay, bring your sister home." Now, this fellow entered the compound. She came with a problem. Enter the compound. Saw Oma. He said, wow, this is Oma. So Bishop asked Oma, how come he's not riding it around the town? And let everybody see. Listen, the point I'm making is, when you have not seen money before, you can lose your rest. You can lose your rest. If you have not seen real money before. So know what you want. Know what you want. At that moment, Bartimaeus, he knew he doesn't need money. What he needed is his sight. So what do you want? You have come to Zion today. You are before God. What do you want? Do you know what you want? Are you sure you know? Let's close. And before I mention the last point, if you will really get it right to know what you want, then you must align your life and what you call your will to the will of God. That is the only way you can ask correctly and not ask amiss. Finally, ask in faith. Whatever you are asking, ask in faith. Jesus said to him, your faith make you whole. Your faith make you whole. That day, what those who have eyes could not get, the man without eyes, stand to your feet. Have I blessed you today? Are you taking something home? Change your life if you don't like it. You have the power to change your life. What's point number one? Thank you. Be sensitive. Point number two? Yes. Point number three? Cry for help. Yes. Don't pretend. Yes. The next point? Don't be discouraged to pursue what you see. Yes. Next point? Throw away your garment. Yes. The next point? Know what you want. And finally, ask in faith. Matthew 21 verse 22 says, whatever you pray for, if you believe, you will have it. Ask in faith and you will receive it. Can you give thanks to the Lord for his word unto us today? Give thanks. Give thanks. It is time to change your situation. It is time to make your life better. Give thanks to the Lord for this word of revelation that has come to you. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Thank you, Father. Now, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? Begin to ask. Begin to ask now. Ask in faith. Ask. Knowing fully well, you are asking from the one who can do it. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Make my life better. Make my life better. Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Make my life better. Have mercy on me. Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Thou Lamb of Calvary, have mercy on me. Have mercy. It is time to ask for what you need. If you know what you want, ask for it. Make a way for me. Make a way for me. Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody call for the mercy of Jesus. Ask him to have mercy on you. Look down on me, Jesus. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. Make my life better. Have mercy on me. 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 If you need healing, ask for healing. Ask him to heal you. If you are trusting God for fruit of the womb, come and ask him. You are trusting him for marital settlement. Come on, ask him. He is the way maker. Jesus, the son of David, he is the way maker. If you need financial help, he is the lifter of men. He will lift up your head. He will help you. If you need enlargement, open door, whatever kind of open door, he will help you. He will make a way for you. Have mercy on me. Jesus, the son of David. Jesus, the son of David. Jesus, the son of David. Have mercy on me. 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 Have mercy. Have mercy. Show me your mercy, Jesus. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Ayabalabalaba. Roba baba baba raba baba. Oh, Nakabura. Bring your prayers to a close. Let's bring our prayers to a close. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying.